Friday, March 29th, 2024. Good Friday. Hey there, man on the cross. Hey, man on the cross, why are you still hanging there? Don't you want to be taken down? 2,000 years, that's a long time to be hanging there. Your arms must be weary. Your legs must be stiff. And your heart must be broken. Hey, man on the cross, don't you know what's been happening in our world? There's a war raging in Ukraine and another in Gaza. Thousands are being killed and millions have left their homes. There are migrants beyond counting trying to enter this country and countries around the world. Drugs are rampant everywhere. Politicians are waging war with one another and even the people they were elected to serve. People are so isolated, so alone, and so depressed. Boy, do we need you to walk our streets again and teach us how to live. Everything you did was so long ago. People dressed, acted, and spoke differently then. This is the artificial intelligence age, the information age. It's all about globalization. In this computer and smartphone age, there are a lot of people who think you are not in the mainstream anymore. And with all that's going on, other people are taking a second look at you, still hanging there. Hey, man on the cross, I'm so sick of all that's been going on. I'm really depressed. I feel so drained. My so-called friends, they don't pay any attention to me anymore. My family, they're so busy with their own lives, especially now. No one has time for me anymore. All that anybody thinks about is themselves and about their money, their health, their food, their clothes, their jobs, their homes, and their cars. So many people take drink after drink, pill after pill, drug after drug. I see shattered lives, lying lips, angry tongues. What is the matter with people? Why don't they pause for a moment and take a look up at you and ask you, why are you still hanging up there? Hey, man on the cross, I just realized how naked you are. Here, take my coat. It's all right. I've learned how to survive. You mentioned how thirsty you are. Here, take this drink of water. Those thorns on your head, they must really hurt. Let me take them from you. It's okay. My hands are calloused from all the tough jobs I've had to do in my life. I wish there was more that I could do for you. Your disciples and your friends are beside themselves with grief. As soon as I leave here, I will go over and try to comfort them. But before I run, man on the cross, there is something I must tell you. You've been hanging up there for a long, long time. And I want to thank you for being my savior. If it weren't for you hanging on up there, I would never have been able to hang on down here. I finally come to realize it isn't the nails that are holding you to the tree. It's the great love you have for me. By Medard Laz. Spend some quiet time this Good Friday looking at Jesus on the cross. what sins and weaknesses of yours have caused Jesus to suffer such a horrible death? Say something to Jesus from your heart. Jesus didn't have to die on a cross, but Jesus loved you that much. All Jesus asks is that you love him back. Many people have loved this message. Please share it. www.treatsforthesoul.org. Do listen to my podcast.